You are listening to World Radio, KHOE 90.5 FM, and this is the program What's New on Campus. Today, we have as our special guest, Isabel Levy, Ideal Administrator here at Marshall University of Management since 1979. Isabel was born in Egypt and came to the United States in 1966. She learned the Transcendental Meditation Technique at Cambridge TM Center in 1970 and became a teacher of the TM program in 1972. She has taught TM in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Montreal, Quebec, Paris, France, and here in Fairfield. She has been at MIU, MUM, since 1979 and has worked in a number of administrative capacities. She obtained an MA in Interdisciplinary Studies from MIU in 1975 and a MA in Higher Education Administration at MIU in 1982. Welcome, Isabel. Well, you certainly are a welcome surprise.
Hi, Stan. So I just published a book called Melting in Your Oneness, which describes experiences in and out of meditation and activity. And this book is very closely related to the power of the group practicing the Transcendental Meditation and the TM City program. When I came in 1979, actually it was in July 12, 1979, right away, within a couple of days, Maharishi set up group program, and this was the very first time it had happened at the university. And we were very few people, less than 1,000, but we were very well, strongly connected, interconnected with each other because of that group program. And shortly thereafter, 2 weeks later, the people from Amherst started coming in and our numbers went up, and it created a tremendous wave of bliss at the time. Later on, the Men's Dome, the Patanjali Men's Golden Dome of Pure Knowledge was built, and this was another tremendous wave of bliss. And then in 1980, December 6, 1980, 30 years ago, the Bagambrani Golden Dome of Pure Knowledge was built, and that was another very strong wave of bliss. And then the strongest wave of intense happiness happened during the Taste of Utopia, where we were walking on Earth, but we were floating 10 feet above ground in our daily activity. There was so much intense bliss, happiness, and feeling love for everybody. This is the first time I felt really that the world is my family, because we had 8,000 people from all over the world. And now, many years later, Maharishi was kind enough to set up this Invincible America Assembly, providing us both increased number in terms of quantity, but also very high level of quality. He gave us his Vedic pundits and thousand-headed Purusha and special group to join everybody else. And it's been an incredibly powerful and happy time. So for me, my whole 31 years at MUM can be evaluated mostly, and for me, in terms of the group program and the waves of bliss and joy. And I guess I've been evolving all along, but suddenly, in the past couple of years, poetry started sprouting out of nowhere, it seems. And I wrote poem after poem, and I would read them in the dome. And then after I had about 60 or 70, I thought about publishing a book. I felt I wanted to share this knowledge with people both in the dome and outside in the community to let everybody know what's going on here. And this was the inspiration from the book.
Well, that's a wonderful experience. And Isabel, a lot of people in this community have meditated for a long, long time, and a lot of people have had experiences that are quite noteworthy. But very few people put them into verse or song or poetry. And what inspired you specifically to go in that direction?
You know, Stan, it's very hard to pinpoint this. When actually the poems just started showing themselves to me, this is the best way I can describe it. There are two ways the poems come to me. It's either I perceive this is usually during program, I perceive the poems in its wholeness. It just comes as a whole, and usually in the form of a particular rhythm or a verse. And then it presents itself wholly, and then it's just a matter of filling in the blanks while preserving the integrity of the rhythm, this wholeness. And another way it comes through is in different ways, from point to infinity. There may be someone, Maharishi might say something, or someone in the experience group might say something, or someone in activity might say a word or a sentence, and this will trigger some feeling, some flow. And then it's a matter of finding the right words, the right sentences, punctuations in a sequential manner where the trigger words are at the center of the poem. It's usually hard to tell the difference between the two when one reads all the poems, but these are the two ways they come to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Maharshi's Transcendental Meditation program is very profound, and were you having experiences like that even before the cities, just as a meditator? Did you notice that you had some more interest in the knowledge and maybe a propensity to put it into verse?
To tell you the truth, I never had any kinds of experience, and if anybody would have told me a few years back that I would end up writing that kind of poetry or having that kind of experience, I would have laughed at them. So that really shows the power of that particular group, the Invincible America Assembly, and I'm really grateful for Dr. Settle to have set it up and for Maharishi to have made it available to us.
Well, Isabel, would you mind reading us a few poems of yours? It'd be wonderful, and that way we'll have some benchmark to go on here.
It will be a joy. I would like to start by, this is a poem that has not shown up in my book, and it gives a sense of my poetry in general. It's called My Repertoire of Poems. I have an infinite number of poems in my repertoire, and I cherish them all. Most of my poems are dormant in the silence of being, like the frozen ground in winter, not revealing its flowers and fruits, an omnidirectional potential not yet expressed, latent with all possibilities, the source of all past, present, and future poems. Some poems are at the junction point of consciousness and matter, ready to burst on the surface of my awareness, like impatient young buds in the spring, ready to shoot through the thin crust of earth, yearning for warmth and light to grow. All it takes is a trigger, an image, a thought, a feeling, a touch, and out they come, the words tumbling on each other, shouting, laughing, in the joy of coming out, like young children at recess. Then there are those few poems which have come to be, having made the transition from a faint thought to full expression into a poem. Fully flowered and bloomed, they preen complacently in the sun, basking in the glory of their rhymes, their rhythms and words, blissfully unaware that ruthless pruning is still possible, for a poem is never complete in the mind of its creator. These are my poems, and I cherish them all.
That's very beautiful. You've been coming on to KHOE and sharing your poetry with us for some time now. You must have quite a collection. Maybe you can talk a little bit about your book. Is it, how long is it, and how many poems are in it, and tell us where they can be found if somebody wants to purchase your book.
I have I have very precisely 70 poems in my book, of which the last, I would say, 10-15 were put in at the last minute in August. And this book is available at Amazon, and it will also be available at the Raj as of Monday, November 15. You can also read about it in my blog, meltinginyouroneness.com, which Ken Chalkin was kind enough to set up for me. And I'd like to give read a table of contents of this book. It's divided in 9 different sections. The first and the last sections only have one or two poems. The first section is called A Chance Encounter, a Parable. Second is Silence. Third is Light. Fourth is Bliss. Fifth is Infinity and Point. Sixth is The Search. Seventh is Coming Home. Eighth is Your Glory. And nine is Your Words Were True.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And it takes some doing to write a book. I mean, it's was it quite a long process? And did you have any experience in doing this beforehand?
No, frankly, I didn't. I jumped in because I wanted to do it, and had I known it was so difficult, I'm not sure I would have done it at all. I worked very closely with First World Publishing in Fairfield, and Ed Spinella was kind enough to lead me along the steps involved. There's lots of things to do in formatting and deciding which poems will go where, and that was one of my main challenges at the beginning, to set the poems in various sections and to decide which section they would fit in and how it would develop. And now that the book is done, then there is the next step, which is the marketing, which is even more difficult than the publishing section. But I think this book is very nice, to say it modestly, and I hope lots of people will read it.
Well, I'm sure they will. This is a town where inspiration is around every corner, and so if there's a new way to get inspiration, people will certainly seek it out. And so, Isabel, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your future plans in this area. Of course, you'll continue creating poetry, I'm sure, but maybe another book or article or something on the way?
For now, I'm well past my first book. I am 15-20 poems into what may be my next book. When poetry comes, it just flows, and it's just an ongoing process, and just because a book is out, I can't really stop, and it's really nice. It's very inspirational for me, myself, I guess for every poet, to have that kind of experience, because it greatly expands the boundaries, and it is like, I would say, a grease slide, or what Maharishi calls a slippery slope. The poem just comes in such a rush, before you know it, it's gone. It's like sliding down a slide, and you scream with joy, but then you're on the ground and it's gone. So you have to catch something, and what's left after that intense poem coming as a whole is a rush of emotions, devotion, bliss, gratitude, and that is what finds its expression in poetry. It's very difficult to talk about unboundedness or God, because this is beyond word. As Maharishi says, this is from where speech returns. Speech is hopeless to go there or say anything. Words are within boundaries, and it's very difficult to describe the unbounded. But what we can describe is how we feel about it, and this is what my poetry is about.
Very good. Maybe I can ask you, did you have an interest in poetry before? Did you have a favorite poet, or maybe a favorite author that might have spurred you along in this direction?
My two favorite poets, I must say that English is not my native language. I was brought up in Egypt, and I went to a French school, so I did not have a chance to study English or American literature. I did study in high school a lot of French literature, and it didn't inspire me greatly. What does inspire me now is reading Rumi, Hafiz, Kabir, these kinds of mystical poets who had their own experiences. But mostly I draw from, I do not have to be inspired by other people. All I need to do is draw from my own experience. And Maharishi's Love and God, and the book Love and God, is an incredible inspiration to me.
Well, Isabel, you certainly are in a very unique class as far as poets go. And Rumi and those are just wonderful poets, and I can see where you would fit in nicely in that that setting. Well, Isabel Levy, thank you so much for coming in. And Would you like to say any last words, like maybe to inspire you more? Maybe we need more bigger numbers in the domes.
Yes, the power. I can't emphasize enough the power of the group. Over these past 31 years, it's been very obvious to me that when we had really large numbers like the Taste of Utopia, we were really up there floating, literally and figuratively. It was such a powerful thing. So I really hope that more people will be joining the Invincible America Assembly and come in whatever capacity they can, either as students, as staff, as faculty, as part of the IA course, or living in town. It's a great, great experience. Jay Gurdav.
Thank you, Isabel. Maybe one more time you could tell us the title of the book and where it could be, where it could be found.
Okay, the name of the book is Melting in Your Oneness, and you can get it on Amazon, and it's also going to be available at the Raj, and you can read a few poems from it in the blog meltinginyouroneness.com.
Wonderful. Isabel Levy, Ideal Administrator at the Maharshi University of Management, and we thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to another visit with you, maybe with another book.
Thank you, Stan.